Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, March 14th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Foxconn, one of Apple's major suppliers and assembly partners, has been forced to stop all operations in Shenzhen, China, due to a lockdown imposed by the Chinese government after a COVID-19 outbreak. Notably, Foxconn has multiple factories in Shenzhen responsible for assembling iPhones and other Apple products. As reported by Bloomberg, the lockdown has forced Foxconn to suspend operations at two of its campuses in Shenzhen. To reduce the impact of the lockdown, the company has relocated production to other sites that are still operating regularly. The lockdown is expected to last until March 20th. But it could be extended based on the state of the COVID-19 outbreak on that day. The Chinese government opted for a lockdown after more than 3,000 new cases of COVID-19 were reported on Sunday. The lockdown certainly impacts Foxconn, but it also hurts Apple and other tech companies that rely on these facilities to build their products. As it stands right now, demand for Apple products this time of year is lower compared to other times of year. But the Foxconn lockdown could impact availability of the newest announced Apple products, including the iPhone SE 3, iPad Air 5, and Mac Studio. Again, Foxconn has been able to relocate much of its production and assembly work to other locations, but we'll have to keep an eye on Apple's shipping estimates to know whether or not it's facing any impact from this lockdown. In other news, reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has said that he expects Apple could break from tradition this year and release some iPhone 14 models with the same A15 chip as the iPhone 13. According to Kuo, the A15 chip would power the 6.1-inch iPhone 14 and the 6.7-inch iPhone 14 Max. The new A16 processor would be reserved for the higher-end, more expensive iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max. All four of these devices would feature the same 6GB of RAM as the iPhone 13 Pro. If this turns out to be true, it would be the first time in almost a decade that Apple would split the flagship iPhone lineup in terms of specs by processor. The last time the company did this was back in 2013, when the iPhone 5S was updated to the A7 processor, but the cheaper iPhone 5C stayed with the A6 processor. While this prediction from Ming-Chi Kuo might seem a bit out of left field, Kuo does have a strong record of accuracy in the past, and separately, 9to5Mac has also heard from independent sources that Apple has been developing two iPhone 14 models with the A16 and two iPhone 14 models with the A15. This aligns exactly with what Kuo said over the weekend. This also wouldn't be the first time that Apple did differentiate performance between the Pro iPhone and the non-Pro iPhone. For instance, the iPhone 13 Pro features an A15 chip with more RAM and more GPU performance compared to the A15 chip inside the iPhone 13. So even though at first glance what Kuo was saying might seem ridiculous, there's actually a good possibility that it ends up becoming true, especially in a year where Apple is expected to launch four new iPhone models across two different screen sizes. Rounding out today, following last week's Apple event, one of the biggest questions was where is the new larger-screened iMac Pro? Following the introduction of the Mac Studio and the Studio Display, Apple removed the 27-inch iMac from its online store, and it's no longer available for purchase. 9to5Mac has now learned from sources familiar with the matter that Apple has no plans to release a larger screened iMac in the near future with Apple Silicon on the inside. This information comes from the same sources that revealed to us the plans for the Mac Studio and Studio Display ahead of their announcement. As we previously reported, Apple has been working on a new round of Macs with the M2 chip on the inside, including a new MacBook Air, MacBook Pro, and Mac Mini. But again, our sources say that a larger screened iMac powered by Apple Silicon is not currently on Apple's roadmap. Based on the information we've seen, Apple is working on a new 24-inch iMac that could come sometime in 2023, but it's not expected to use Apple's new high-end processors. Just like the current 24-inch iMac is only available with the M1 chip on the inside. As always, it's important to keep in mind that Apple's plans may change, and that this doesn't mean Apple will never or hasn't considered introducing a larger version of the iMac. But as of right now, our sources indicate that it's not something on Apple's roadmap, and that instead it's focused on the Mac Studio, the upcoming Apple Silicon iMac, and the Studio Display. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.